Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story is the new perk for millennial workers in a tight job market and the partnership between Facebook and Macy's helping entrepreneurs gain access to new customers. Those stories after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. As companies try to hire millennials in a tight labor market, they're adding a new perk for workers who are juggling student loan payments. And the good news continues. Industry experts say more companies are likely to roll out student loan-related benefits in 2019 also. It's a story by Susan Tompor, personal finance columnist at the Detroit Free Press. Susan, what have you found?
There is some new interest out there for employers to kind of treat student loans as retirement, if you will. You know, many people can't afford to save for retirement because they have so much in student loans. So employers are now looking at more creative ways of maybe treating this as a benefit. I spoke with folks at Carhartt. It's a Dearborn, Michigan-based company, that sells sturdy jackets for construction workers. And what they started doing back in May was to offer $50 a month toward your student loan payment. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. Of course, you know, do the math, quick math, $600 a year. How's that going to help me if I've got, you know, $40,000 or $50,000 of student loan debt? But this goes directly to the principal, so it does help pay down over time. And Carhartt's offering to pay up to $10,000, so that's over time. And, of course, that's going to encourage people to stay on the job and keep employed perhaps to at least get to that $10,000 mark.
That's a terrifying thought. We're speaking with Susan Tompor, personal finance columnist at the Detroit Free Press, part of the USA Today network, and she's written a piece entitled "New Job Perk Helps to Retain Employees While Lowering Their College Debt Burden." So the little perk here from Carhartt, is that the nature of today's tight labor market? Is that what they need to keep these folks on board or to recruit new talent?
Yes, I think, you know, you talk to people and there's really a very different attitude in the workforce right now. I'll stay as long as I want to kind of a thing. So there are two things going on here. You've got millennials not saving for retirement because they don't have a lot of room with that student loan debt. So really the 401k is not a perk because they don't really want to use it. And second, you know, you've got an attitude of, well, maybe I'll get a better job, you know, in a year or two. The companies are having a hard time retaining some of these workers, and of course there is a cost to training, there's a cost to recruiting, so you don't want to keep hiring people every 2 and 3 years and, you know, just rehiring. That gets very costly, so that does help. Another company, Abbott, has come out with a rather unique plan, which they had the IRS look at in a private letter, and they're also addressing, you know, maybe ways of looking at the 401k there, you know, tying up some of this, matching money to maybe go towards student loan debt.
Oh, wow.
And we're likely to hear more of it. In August, the IRS issued a private letter, saying that it is possible to sort of connect this 401k plan to the student loan debt. So some of the experts say we're going to be seeing some more of this.
Thanks, Susan. Susan Tompor, personal finance columnist at the Detroit Free Press. And I'll leave you with this. Facebook is opening its first ever pop-up shops, teaming up with Macy's. Facebook is introducing some 100 businesses at 9 Macy's stores. The small ventures will be housed within The Market, a nearly year-old space carved out at various Macy's stores to put the spotlight on new or growing brands. The shops will give entrepreneurs that primarily operate online exposure to new customers. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.